to you in part by Illuminate, where bright ideas meet.
Searching for the perfect educational web collaboration solution? Look no further. Illuminate is giving away free 3 years of VRooms that never expire. Their award-winning product has all the real-time collaboration features you want, including whiteboard, application sharing, voiceover IP, and video. You can sign up for a free VRoom by clicking on the Illuminate graphic on my webpage or visit www.getvroom.com/offer.
Susan Smith-Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on eLearning. Today I'm going to talk about the possibility of applying family literacy programs that were developed in the United Kingdom in the 90s, 80s and 90s. I'm going to talk about how they can be applied to e-learning. So a distance literacy program developed and delivered via television in England in the 1990s focused on family literacy. The program incorporated an interactive literacy pedagogy that asked family members to get involved in literacy building activities. The goal was to improve the reading and writing skills of the students in the program, generally ages 5 to 10, as well as to find a way to have curriculum that was constantly up to date, which effectively created learning communities. Television-based distance learning was an effective technique in the 1990s, but perhaps less so now. A more effective approach now might be to include multiple forms of access: television, books, podcasts, audiobooks, synchronous webinars, asynchronous online learning, etc. But at any rate, let's take a look at the types of procedures and practices that the family literacy programs included. They had separate work with parents, separate work with children, and then joint activities. So the basic underlying concepts were that this should work because they were going to situate learning by incorporating real-life contexts, and they wanted to keep language and literacy instruction tied in a relevant way to actual practice. So they said, okay, if it works in home and family, then that would be effective, and then another way to do it would be school and education, and then the workplace. This was, as you can tell, a constructivist approach to learning and literacy. And in point of fact, it was interesting because it was bilingual and multicultural, and it was a way to accommodate the bilingual, multicultural waves of individuals, the burgeoning multicultural environment in England that presented quite a sea change in the 80s and 90s. Now it's pretty much the norm. But at the same time, there's always a need to foster a positive self-concept by having a network of supportive people. So let's look at how family literacy strategies could be applied to online learning. While the program was originally delivered via television, in today's environment, new learning technologies, online and mobile learning, make it possible to revisit this program and consider adapting it for today's students. Online, the following applications to family learning could be employed in the following ways: synchronous instruction via webinars, voice over telephony, asynchronous instruction via course websites, lessons, quizzes, other activities, recorded audio and video, recorded webinars, discussions, journals, email. Okay, it could also be applied to mobile learning. We could have family literacy strategies in that by having synchronous instruction via text messaging, voice, instant messaging with video, audio, responding to prompts, with text messaging to bulletin board or blog, asynchronous via podcasts, syndicated video casts, posting to discussion board. So for example, a reading assignment about algae formation in ponds could be incorporated into a visit to a pond, where the student takes photos in a journal and records an audio file to post to a place, a blog, or a forum, where all participants have a chance to read and listen to each other's work and to respond. Activities should be structured to take to the real world, with the overall purpose of asking questions, observing phenomena, describing them, reading and listening on how they are described, and mapping out connections between the world, the reading, and one's personal experience with both. However, before any of the family literacy approaches can be effectively incorporated in today's context, it's important to look at a few cultural and social issues. We must redefine family. Is it a birth family or simply a community of interest and shared purpose? How can distance learning actually help with the formation of a family, which could be, for the purpose of education, a learning community? Homeschool is more or less the embodiment of family literacy. This, to me, seems to be like a perfect fit. So there are a lot of collaborative e-learning and mobile learning activities one could do. I've listed a few on the website. Please check it out. You can have things like activities that you write together, journals, diaries, logs of observations. Activities could also include how the family creates bonds, given that the family could simply be a learning community, and could include a family diary, an exploration of relationships, a gradual evolution of a mission, vision, or overarching sense of purpose. Listening. Comprehension is more than simply understanding the literal meaning of words. If the context is taken into consideration, other items such as cultural meanings and values will enter. Cultural literacy is as much as part of this regular reading and writing literacy. Assessment. Outcomes expectations are clearly stated. Students have the opportunity to rewrite, regroup, resubmit. So, of course, there are presuppositions in the original family literacy program that need to be adjusted. For example, the notion that everyone has a television and they're used to watching programming that comes on at a certain time is not really the typical mode of operation in today's just-in-time, on-demand, 24/7 access world. Further, it is a stretch to expect everyone to even have a television. It may be more appropriate to make the content available in multiple modes, asynchronous e-learning, downloadable content to mobile devices, smartphone, DVD, etc. So you're probably asking, it's probably maybe a stretch to have even a computer, but you can borrow one. Further, say that blithely, but you know, there are ways, especially if there's some support, there could be some approaches to this, some access places, points. That's the whole idea of group. So the presupposition that family learning must incorporate the birth family is a bit narrow for today's times, where homeschooling occurs with individuals from multiple households, etc. So what must be present is a culturally appropriate cross-cultural set of motivational strategies, as well as a deep-seated desire to work in a collaborative environment. So, thank you very much for listening. This is Susan Smith-Nash, and you've been listening to some thoughts on e-learning. Thank you, and I'm hoping that you will return.